أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at Quran City, we've been focusing on Muhammad Square. And we will now look at the three chapters which focus on respect, loyalty and obedience to the Prophet. And these are chapters 47, 48 and 49. So today we'll start with chapter 47, which is Surah to Muhammad. It's a Madani surah with 38 ayat. It's also known as Surah al-Qital, the surah of battle. And we find that it is only when the order of battle or the sanction to fight the battle of Badr is given that hypocrisy is exposed. We find people making excuses, and we'll come to that in a minute. The name Muhammad, from which this chapter takes his name, is mentioned four times in the Quran. Here, it's mentioned in the second verse, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, those who believe and do good deeds, وَآمَنُوا بِمَا نُزِّلَ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ, and they believe in what was sent down to Muhammad, وَهُوَ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ, and that it is the truth from their Rabb, from their master. كَفَّرَ عَنْهُمْ سَيَّاتِهِمْ, Allah will remove, He will cover their evils. وَأَصْلَحَ بَالَهُمْ, and He will improve their condition. It's such a phenomenal ayah. So we've divided the surah into three parts. Section 1 is ayah 1 to 7, where in essence there's a comparison of those who cover up the truth to those who believe. There's also the sanction for the Battle of Badr. But the surah starts with a phenomenal beginning. It's different from every other surah of the Quran. There is no niceties. There's just a straight sort of coming and saying, الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, those who cover up the truth, وَصَدُّوا عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and prevent others from the way of Allah, or turn away from Allah's way, أَضَلَّ أَعْمَالَهُمْ, their deeds are absolutely ineffective. And in ayah 7 he says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, O you who believe, إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهِ, if you help Allah, يَنْصُرْكُمْ, He will help you, وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ, and He will make your feet firm. It's like a pre-battle encouragement, a sanction for the Battle of Badr. The second section is ayah 8 to 15. Now here there's the comparison of the consequences of covering up the truth versus the consequences of believing in divinity and doing good deeds. In other words, it is a sort of comparison between Jannah and Jahannam. And finally, in the third section, which is ayah 16 to 38, hypocrisy is exposed. Now here we find some of the signs for hypocrisy. For example, when they were asked to fight in the cause of truth, they started making excuses. They were the ones who said, why isn't there a clear directive, a clear muhakam chapter revealed so that tells us to go and fight? But when it was revealed, they started making excuses. In fact, the Quran says in the surah, Allah says that it was like they had a death look on them. Oh my goodness, what has happened? They did not take accountability seriously. They have long-term worldly hopes, and shaitan inspires this. They have locked hearts, and we'll look at this eye in a minute. Their speech, Allah says there's the sign for them, or the mark on them, is their impressive false speech. Let's look at what Allah says. He says, وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ, this is ayah 30, and if we please, لَأَرَيْنَاكَهُمْ فَلَأَرَقْتَهُمْ بِسِيمَاهُمْ, we would have made you know them, so you would have been recognized, you would have recognized them by their marks. But وَلِتَعْرِفَنَّهُمْ, but you will recognize them, فِي لَحْنِ الْقَوْلِ, with their speech, with the intention of their speech. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ أَعْمَالَكُمْ, and Allah knows your deeds. That means their impressive words, their body language, their gift of the gab. Continues to say, we will test you, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ حَتَّى نَعْلَمَ الْمُجَاهِدِينَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَنَبْلُوَ أَخْبَارَكُمْ, we will try you and test you, so we will identify those who strive and who persevere in His way. So in this section, we find these signs of hypocrisy, and finally they are miserly. But what I'd like to focus on is an ayah that is absolutely phenomenal, which talks about hearts, which is ayah 24, when Allah says, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ, do they not ponder over the Qur'an? The dabbur comes from dubur. That means, do they not think about every aspect of the Qur'an, a 360-degree look? أم على قلوب أطفالها؟ Is it because they have got locks on their hearts? In other words, he says, the reason for all these diseases of the heart is because you only surface read the Quran. You don't dive deeply into it. You don't look at the reality of it. You don't look at how it is relevant to your everyday life. We tend to read the Quran, and I say it in Gujarati, pare and pare and pare. That means we read and read and read. And we tend to think that's okay, but it isn't. The Quran was there to be able to change something inside of us, so that we looked at its reality and so that it changes our hearts, so we become those who reach our full potential, who get closer to divinity, so that at the end of life we can say, I did my best to leave the world a better place than what I found it in. And I leave the world closer to divinity, or closer to reaching my full potential. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ